KRS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says aerospace giant Boeing has not lived up to its side of a deal that kept it from being charged criminally after two jetliner crashes.
The Justice Department says Boeing is now subject to prosecution, though the department is still determining how it will proceed in this matter. Those two MAX jet crashes killed hundreds of people. The first in Indonesia killed all 189 passengers and crew. The second in Ethiopia, 157. A congressional investigation found Boeing failed in its design and development of the MAX.
ABC's Lionel Moise reporting in the journal Nature, a German climate scientist who studied tree rings declared the summer of 2023 last year was the hottest in the Northern Hemisphere in more than 2,000 years. He helped desegregate Houston. His church announced the death of the Reverend William Lawson at age 95. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Pirates play today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrap up their series with Pittsburgh today. A full recap coming up later on. UW Green Bay has hired a sports talk show host, Doug Gottlieb, as their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he actually interviewed with the school a year ago.
So last year I went through the process. I drove up from Chicago to Green Bay, and I met with Chancellor Mike, and he was great. You know, they took me around Titletown. That was cool. And then I slept at the hotel, got up the next day. He and I walked around campus, and then when I met with the committee, I could do this.
NFL schedules are out today. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will face the 49ers in California week one. The Packers play the Eagles in Brazil.
Are you excited for it? I mean, it's I'll say there's going to be some challenges along the way. It's going to be new, but we're, you know, obviously it's an away game on a neutral field, and I'm excited about that. I think our players are very excited for it.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Paravonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamirius. She's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us to discuss today's event. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Cows, plows, heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Oh, and it does my heart good to serve up a little sunshine for you on a Wednesday. Good morning, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Yeah, after a cloudy day yesterday, today more sunshine in the forecast. La Crosse, you're still going to have some clouds, but you'll touch out right around 72 degrees for today. Madison area, sunshine and 73. Along the lakeshore, plenty of sunshine, but you'll stay a little on the chilly side, 60 degrees, your expected high. Stu Muck's got more details on the weather coming up in about 15 minutes. A lot of different items we want to get to today. Of course, yesterday down at the State House, the Senate, in a largely theatrical move, tried to override Governor Tony Evers' recent vetoes. They were successful on 9 different items, 2 of which have particular interest for Wisconsin agriculture. Now, like I said, might be a little bit of a moot point because the Assembly does not have any votes scheduled to back up those efforts. But still, we're talking with Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig about the 2 issues specific to Wisconsin agriculture you might want to keep an eye on. We're catching up with the Wisconsin Beef Council. May is Beef Month, and they want you celebrating that. Plus a bunch more. Let's get started this morning, focused in on another issue that's facing a unique sector of Wisconsin agriculture. You probably have attended a wedding or a reunion or some kind of event at a wedding barn, a venue that basically is using one of our beautiful barns and trying to find a little revenue to keep that barn maintained and maybe provide a little financial income for the family that owns it. Well, now coming up in January 2026, those plans, that business model, could become unraveled after a bill that was passed by the State House takes away some of the flexibility that our wedding barns have when it comes to serving their clientele. I talked about it yesterday with Lucas Weber. He is deputy counsel with WIL, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and he is representing 2 of those wedding barn owners, one being Fairview Event Barn in Berlin, the other Monarch Valley Wedding and Events in Blair. I talked with Weber and asked him to give me some of the staples of the case he's ready to present.
What happened is forever, basically, under Wisconsin law, you've needed a liquor license for the sale of alcohol, which I think everybody understands. But you also need a liquor license if you are consuming alcohol in what is called a public place. Now, public place was previously not defined under state law, but thanks to a law that was passed last fall, public place, the definition was implemented, and it was a very expansive definition that includes virtually any location in the state of Wisconsin that is available for rent. Now, the law does make a number of exemptions, but unfortunately, wedding barns are not exempted from the law.
Well, and that is problematic right there, because when you start taking a look at the exemption spaces, my goodness, it seems like everything but wedding venues, wedding barns, were basically grandfathered out or forgiven out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you are located in a professional baseball or football stadium district, so, you know, you're Green Bay or Milwaukee, you're exempt. Parking lots are exempt. Facilities that are owned by municipalities, counties, parks, private colleges, even clubs are all exempt from the law. Unfortunately, though, entrepreneurial farmers who are in more rural Wisconsin are not exempt from the law, and they find themselves in the crosshairs of government.
They also seem to pit neighbor against neighbor, though, in that regard, because if I'm a vineyard, if I'm a microbrew, something like that, those folks seem to welcome these changes that were promoted by the Tavern League.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the bill itself, we call it Act 73, that was adopted last fall, did a whole lot of things to our state's alcohol regulation laws. It's hundreds of pages long. The public place changes that I'm referring to here are just one small piece of that. So there was a lot of change in the bill, and there were a lot of people supporting kind of other elements of the bill, and frankly, people who supported this part of the bill as well.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Lucas Weber. He is deputy counsel with WIL, a nonprofit in the Milwaukee area that's taken up the issue with that has been offered from Fairview Farms in Berlin, Wedding Events Farm and Monarch Farms, also in western Wisconsin. That's one of the other questions I had for you, Lucas. How did you come across these two operators? Did they come to you together? Did you put them together? I'm just wondering about the momentum we're now seeing build from these venue owners that have invested a lot of time, sweat, and money into their facilities to try to get this business model up and going, and now all of a sudden it's pulled out from underneath them. What kind of groundswell have you heard from others, or is it just two so far?
Yeah, so we've heard from a lot of barns all around the state of Wisconsin and other event venues who are impacted by this change. We are only representing those two in the lawsuit. You know, we try to put together the best case we have, and we think our clients give us that opportunity. So we filed this case challenging those changes that I just described last week. We filed that in state court, and that process is now ongoing.
Now, tell me what happens from here, Lucas. I think that most of us that are familiar with these venues and have been at wedding barns, et cetera, kind of understand why owners are a little dumbfounded at how they're supposed to move forward. What's your game plan? You are filing this, you filed in Trempealeau County. What happens next, and how should venues, wedding barns, kind of keep track of this conversation?
Yeah, so you know, the litigation process takes time. Anybody who's ever been involved in court proceeding knows that it probably takes more time than anybody would like. As I said, these changes go into effect in January of 26. So we're going to do everything we can to try and get relief for our clients and other similarly situated venues as quickly as we can. But the litigation process is just now beginning. So, you know, they'll have to answer the lawsuit. Then we'll kind of get into more of the factual discovery there. And then some of the motions and stuff like that will come after that. But we are hopeful that we'll be able to have this wrapped up well in advance of the January 2026 implementation date. And that's important because obviously people plan their events years in advance, right? People don't plan a wedding on a whim. These events need a lot of planning. They're well thought out, and these businesses are hurting right now because of this law. So we want to make sure we get some relief as soon as we can.
I'm sure, as you said, you're waiting for the response, but I know as legal counsel, you also have probably already started putting together some of your framework for the argument you'll bring. Give me a sense, Lucas, on where you see the chink in the armor, if you will, on this piece of legislation and its violations. And, you know, like I said, it's one thing to be tied up in court. It's another thing to have good strategy on being able to overturn it. And what would you be asking for? Are you asking for wedding barns to also be exempted, or what's your strategy there?
Yeah, so we are asking for the court to strike down the changes to the public place law. So basically to maintain status quo is what we're asking the court to do. And the legal rationale for that is twofold. First, these changes violate our clients' right to earn a living. In Wisconsin, our courts have long recognized a constitutional right for every man, woman, and child in the state of Wisconsin to earn a living, so subject only to legitimate regulations of government. I think we all understand that government certainly plays a role in our lives, but whatever government does has to be legitimate. At best, these changes are nonsensical. At worst, these changes are cronyism and economic protectionism designed to limit competition. And in neither case are these legitimate regulations. So that's our first count. And then beyond that, we raise equal protection claims against it. And that gets back to the exemptions under the law. You know, when government takes two very similarly situated entities and regulates them completely differently for, again, nonsensical reasons, those laws violate the Constitution. And we believe that Act 73 does that here. It really makes no sense that you would exempt, you know, parking lots, but you would not exempt wedding barns, for example. Or you would exempt a wedding barn that might, or an event venue that might be located in a professional baseball stadium district or a football stadium district, but you're not going to exempt one that's located in the town of Berlin or the town of Preston. So, you know, that's our second claim. And I think they're both strong claims that we're going to, that are based on, you know, longstanding case law. And we believe we can put together a strong case here that the law itself is violating the state constitution.
Lucas Weber is deputy counsel at WILL, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He will be presenting his case. He said he'll serve papers to the state probably in the next 10 days' time. After that, he said they're required to give a response within 45 days. Will it end up in a court in Trempealeau County? We'll have to wait and see. He again is representing Farmview Event Barn in Berlin and Monarch Valley Wedding and Events in Blair, but he said other wedding event venues that want to be a part of similar actions are welcome to contact them. Again, Lucas Weber from Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in Milwaukee. Up next, we're talking weather with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist. And just around the corner, Caitlin Kessler from the Wisconsin Beef Council reminding us May is Beef Month and giving you a few options to celebrate.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Fairmass, Nevada had its ballot questions written and vetted by the Secretary of State to put a citizen-run independent redistricting commission on November's ballot. But May 10th, the Nevada Supreme Court threw them out and may have damaged Nevada's direct democracy in the process. Nevada's legislative redistricting maps are currently created by the legislature. The Fair Maps proposal would have created a 7-member citizen commission to create the redistricting maps instead. Two lawsuits challenged the two ballot questions for creating a state agency without constitutionally establishing the funding for it and for not fully explaining the commission's timeline. Fair Maps Nevada argued that the cost of the independent commission would be offset by the legislature's budgeted redistricting funding. The Nevada Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision that the ballot questions were unconstitutional, unfunded mandates. Sandra Cosgrove, organizer of Fair Maps Nevada, told the Nevada Independent that she was disappointed in the ruling and that the decision could have far-reaching consequences. Quote, "I think we've lost the ability to run constitutional amendment ballot questions with this ruling. Everyone who wants to run a constitutional amendment is now subject to a legal challenge that says if they want to spend $1, they have to raise a tax to spend that dollar," Cosgrove told the Independent. Find more on the ballot questions and the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, "Hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation?" So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, the author of Blue Jean Nation, Mike McCabe.
Join us live from Short Stack Eatery, first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Just imagine how all of those things have changed and become better. Well, it's the same thing with renewable energy. You know, it's been a little while now since we first had conversations about wind farms, those wind turbines that popped up all across the state. Well, now guess what? Some of the blades on those wind turbines and even the engines themselves need to be replaced. But what do you do with those blades? They're not just little. 140, 200 feet long, weigh about 10 ton. That's a big project. Brian Donahue is a managing partner with a company called Canvas. They're out of Ohio. I talked to him about how they are trying to recycle these blades, and more importantly, what are they doing with them?
There's a bridge over in Ireland. There's a bike rack in Denmark. But they only used about half a blade, and so what do you do with the other 7,999? So scale was really important to us, so we can take them in mass volume and turn them into products that can go out into public spaces. But eventually our goal is to expand our product portfolio and then avail ourselves of other recycling technologies that are out there, even if it does require a cement kiln, so that Canvas could handle all of the blades, upcycle as many as possible, but also responsibly handle the rest of them.
Now, think about that. That's the blades that are on these wind turbines across the United States. Brian Donahue with Canvas estimates that between 2024 and 2028, 10 to 15,000 blades are going to come down and be replaced. That's why he said trying to scale up their operation is so important. They're only handling about 200 to 400 blades at a time right now, and they are forced to cut those blades down to what he calls fillet size, or, you know, obviously a sliver of the whole blade, just because they're so challenging to try to use and try to work with. But they do come up with creative ideas that you might be able to see around your community.
They belong in public spaces. Our mission as a company is creating an ecosystem to amplify public spaces for all. And that's a beautiful mission because every community has public spaces. They've got parks, they've got schools, they have downtown areas. And some of those are really nice, and our products can certainly help make it nicer. And some of them are just a patch of land that they can turn into a pocket park and use our products to do that. So that's where the products belong.
And that's where the products are. In fact, there is the JC's Community Park in Oregon, Wisconsin, that's got several of those pieces of art and benches where people can sit and enjoy on recycled materials from the wind farms. Brian Donahue, managing partner of Canvas, C-A-N-V-U-S, the company name. Let's pivot now, talk weather. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us this morning from the community of Eden. And I bet you can almost look outside and see those wind farms from your door.
Look out the east windows, there's one. Look northeast, there's another. And look out to the west and southwest, and there's another.
Yeah, there's a lot of those up and down I-43, I-41, 141, that's for sure. So we'll look forward to seeing how they creatively recycle those rascals.
I think a big ceiling fan.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be a ceiling for sure, for sure. All right, dude, let's talk about weather. It's a Compeer Financial Ag Weather Wednesday, and I'm liking what I'm seeing today versus yesterday. Sunshine, hey?
Yeah, sunshine today. Temperature's all right, you know, just about normal for a lot of us. That sounds pretty decent, but low pressure's out to the west, and the eastern Dakotas just west of Minnesota. Scattered rain falling through South Dakota, southeast parts of North Dakota, just into western Minnesota. That system will march east today, and I expect most of us then talk about some rain tomorrow. It may even start really late tonight in far western Wisconsin, and then definitely develop and push east across the state through the day Thursday, lingering Friday in the east, and ending then pulling away. Not a big deal. A tenth of an inch or two, that's not a major rain event. Well, there may be some rumbles of thunder. I wouldn't expect severe weather. We'll stay a little drier and more mild to get the weekend underway, but more active weather coming behind that as well. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
All right, looks like we're going to jumpstart not only visibility with that sunshine, but even a couple more degree growing units coming on today, huh?
Yeah, we'll add a few, but you know, up north, there's a frost advisory till 7. Antigo, Tomahawk, Rhinelander, north, right up toward the UP border. It's clear and a little cool, no doubt about it. For the rest of us, a sunny day, and it is going to be pretty nice. A lot of us getting close to or just into the low 70s, warmest in the south, of course. The northeast winds 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, back to the upper 40s. Maybe a little rain in western Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota, late in the night, early morning. East winds 5 to 10. Partly sunny Thursday. Showers in the west push east through the day. Maybe a little rumble of thunder. Up to about 70 or the low 70s, south winds at 5 to 10. A little rain ending, lingering in the east early Friday, otherwise becoming mostly sunny Friday. Mid and upper 70s, north winds at 5. And then late Saturday, Pam, maybe another shot of rain, warming up really well in the weekend. Upper 70s Sunday, but scattered rain shower chances build in, or even as we start toward Monday.
Oh, cotton picking. We need to get those dirty little rascals out of the way. I mean, it's been just enough to really frustrate a lot of folks that are still trying to get planting done.
Yeah, it doesn't give you that good clear window, but man, if you can get out there today and tonight, okay, go to town.
All right. Good encouragement. Thanks, Stu. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, see ya.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says aerospace giant Boeing has not lived up to its side of a deal that kept it from being charged criminally after 2 jetliner crashes.
The Justice Department says Boeing is now subject to prosecution, though the department is still determining how it will proceed in this matter. Those 2 MAX jet crashes killed hundreds of people. The first in Indonesia killed all 189 passengers and crew. The second in Ethiopia, 157. A congressional investigation found Boeing failed in its design and development of the MAX.
ABC's Lionel Moise reporting in the journal Nature, a German climate scientist who studied tree rings declared the summer of 2023 last year was the hottest in the Northern Hemisphere in more than 2,000 years. He helped desegregate Houston. His church announced the death of the Reverend William Lawson at age 95. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected? To what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Pirates play today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrap up their series with Pittsburgh today. A full recap coming up later on. UW Green Bay has hired a sports talk show host, Doug Gottlieb, as their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he actually interviewed with the school a year ago.
So last year I went through the process. I drove up from Chicago to Green Bay, and I met with Chancellor Mike, and he was great. You know, they took me around Titletown. That was cool. And then I slept at the hotel, got up the next day. He and I walked around campus, and then when met with the committee, I could do this.
NFL schedules are out today. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will face the 49ers in California week one. The Packers play the Eagles in Brazil.
Are you excited for it? I mean, it's I'll say there's going to be some challenges along the way. It's going to be new, but we're, you know, obviously it's an away game on a neutral field, and I'm excited about that. I think our players are very excited for it.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, from electric school buses to solar panels, how we're educating our children while being better to the environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 66 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds increasing late tonight, our low 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Did you see the dumbest thing I did? Catherine, who we just love here, she runs the whole company pretty much. She brought like Blues Brothers glasses. So she wanted us all to walk in together wearing the black glasses. So we're sitting in the thing and I'm reading the program. Grab my, reach my glasses, where I always carry it, put them on. on. It's like, holy crap, they dropped the lights. Now I can't read anything. So I take them off. I put my sunglasses on. How dumb is that?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Welcome back. We're looking for a little sunshine today around the state of Wisconsin. Probably around 72 in the La Crosse area, Madison around 73, a little cooler on the lakeshore, sunny and 60 degrees. Stick around. We're celebrating May as Beef Month with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Caitlin Kessler in studio to give you a few options as far as resources and recipes on helping to celebrate. I'm Pam Yonke. So today is the 15th day of May. Happy birthday to my baby sister up there in Abrams. Also on this day, back in 1928, the first Mickey Mouse film is screened. A six-minute film, Plane Crazy, directed by Walt Disney, shows Mickey trying to fly an airplane. That was in reference at that time to Charles Lindbergh. That first Mickey Mouse film screened on this day back in 1928. On this date in 1930, the first airline stewardess went on duty. Ellen Church and her team served up snacks on a United Airlines flight from Oakland to Chicago. Those flight attendants were also responsible for refueling the aircraft, handling luggage, and checking tickets. Quite a different situation today, isn't it? First airline stewardess on duty on this day back in 1930. And the first McDonald's fast food restaurant opened on this day in 1940. Maurice Mack and Richard Dick McDonald opened McDonald's Barbecue in San Bernardino. Today, McDonald's, the world's largest fast food chain. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Someday I'm going to misspell that just to check you. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Or if you want to call them, 800-726-8609. The way that you reach them, I reach out to Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group again this week, who's a busy, busy fella. You know, despite the fact that we're still getting through spring planting in Herks and Jerks over here in Wisconsin, Ashley, you guys with Steffes just keep rolling right along. We were talking a little bit about the dynamics and how cycles change a little bit. When farmers go to the field, there's still plenty of action when it comes to the auction, maybe just a little change up as far as what that equipment looks like, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when guys are in the field in May, the auctions as far as agriculture cool off a little bit. But, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we got a strong amount of construction auctions that are going to be happening here. And anything from inventory reduction at the actual Bobcat and Gwinner factory all the way down to actual retirements. You know, we talk about retirements in agriculture and farming, but the same goes for construction. And, you know, farmers always have several pieces of construction equipment too, whether it's a backhoe, a skid loader, or an excavator. So a lot of opportunity coming up.
The other thing that I want to remind people about is a little bit of what we're alluding to here, Ashley, and that is the Steffes Group is all about taking a look at specialty areas, be it agriculture or construction. You also have, from time to time, specialty equipment that goes on sale. For example, our manure handling equipment. That's something that Steffes specializes in.
Yeah, we really do. And, you know, we kind of saw the need for that coming up years ago. And we were one of the first auction companies to sell a lagoon boat. And that's kind of where it started. Some people that were exiting the business, and then we saw, you know, the need for why couldn't these guys in this little area, we can provide that platform for them to do their own trading. And so, matter of fact, that's where I'm driving today, to look at the full line of manure handling equipment and see where that leads us.
Well, there, I'm glad I brought it up. Again, Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group is along with us. Another special item that I don't want to miss, because I just took a look at our latest planting progress report and where we stand as far as hay, Ashley. We're a little tight on available supplies for hay, and that's another area of expertise for the Steffes Group.
Yeah, it is. You know, we do forage auctions twice a month out of our Litchfield office, and we're going to go down to once a month during the summer when people are obviously making bales and whatnot, chopping. And so take a look at that. We always have our results out there, too, so you can always see what the prices are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, folks, it's the best place to turn if you want to get a bead on what equipment is selling for. More importantly, if you want to do a little shopping on your own, it's right at the tip of your finger. You can go to steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com. Don't forget about their downloadable price app that will keep you connected even if you're bouncing around in a field with a planter behind you. And then, of course, if you're thinking about making a move on your own, call them, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer a competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Here's a fun fact for you. According to researchers, 80% of all homeowners and 70% of all households in the United States own at least one grill or smoker. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage, and I think every one of those grills or smokers should have a product from Bavaria Sausage. Just take a look at all their offerings online at BavariaSausage.com or stop by their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. You're going to find something for every type of cooking that you're doing. Don't forget, of course, their award-winning brats with that old-world flavor you're looking for. And then take a look at some of the other products you don't necessarily think of, like their great smoked salmon fresh out of their smokers today. You can find it all online, BavariaSausage.com, or visit them face-to-face at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, with extended hours Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 until 6. Bavaria Sausage, serving your summertime smiles. Yesterday at the State House, Wisconsin senators were successful in overriding 9 vetoes of Governor Tony Evers. It was mostly theatrical, though. To really be successful as far as overriding the vetoes, the assembly would have to meet and do the same. And right now, there's no plans for the assembly to meet. Senator Joan Baldwin from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, spoke with me yesterday before they began that campaign at the state capitol and said there were two specific areas that she wanted to address that are impacting Wisconsin farmland and our private wells, specifically PFAS, the forever chemicals.
Well, we're not trying to let people off the hook who cause contamination, but for people who ended up with contaminated properties, like those farmers that allowed their local wastewater treatment places to land spread the sludge, now they have contamination, and they shouldn't be the ones responsible for cleaning this up, because it was of no fault of their own.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin, again, that had about $125 million in the state budget that was supposed to be going towards those rural communities to try to help clean up after PFAS had been land spread on farmland and potentially contaminated those private wells. But like I said, even with the override yesterday, it does not look like it's going to be enough power to turn the tide when it comes to the governor's veto. The other issue that Joan Baldwin said they wanted to address was trying to get a better handle on the wolf population in Wisconsin. Again, like I said, regardless of what happened yesterday, it's still kind of a moot point. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning trying to regain some of the ground that they lost yesterday. Currently in Chicago, we've got December corn up 2.5 at 4.93. November soybeans are up almost 8 at 12.13. July wheat's up 7.5 at 6.80. Barrel cheese yesterday gained 8.75 cents to 2.06. 40-pound block cheese, that drifted a nickel lower at 1.93. Double A butter down 3.25 cents yesterday to 2.99 and a half. The June class 3 milk this morning that goes into cheese down 14 cents right now at 2072. July milk up 4, currently at 1995 a hundredweight. Well, it's time to celebrate. Wisconsin is enjoying May as Beef Month. If you're looking for a few suggestions on how you can celebrate, Caitlin Kessler from the Wisconsin Beef Council joins me with ideas next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community, here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
On beef. The Wisconsin Beef Council wants to make sure that you're not lacking as far as information or resources when it comes to beef. In studio with me, Caitlin Kessler. She's the communications director with the Wisconsin Beef Council. They, of course, are in charge of the beef checkoff dollars our hardworking farmers contribute. You can find more at beeftips.com. Also, I suggest you follow them on social media because May is a busy month. In fact, this Friday, we'll be out and about with the Wisconsin Beef Council highlighting some beef burgers in the Madison area as they get ready for Burger Week. Caitlin, let's talk just a little bit about some of the information you want people to focus in on during the month of May. It's not all about recipes. A lot of the messages you're sharing are about our Wisconsin farmers, right?
So we really wanted to get those farmer faces out there. When we do consumer research studies, we know that farmers are a highly trusted source of information. And so there's a lot of ways for them to get involved. First and foremost, showcase that you are a beef farm on Wisconsin highways and byways. We used to do a grant program, but now we are replacing that with a farm promotion sign billboard program. So you can go to our website, beeftips.com, and apply if you want to have one of these promotional signs. And we're getting that message out there, whether it's an image of a steak or some cattle across Wisconsin's roadmap, so that whether they're Wisconsin residents or tourists, they can see the pride that we have in that industry. We also have our local beef directory, which is free for farmers to sign up for. And especially if they're selling meat directly to the consumer, this is an advertising avenue. And my favorite part is that we put on their social media handles if they have them. So even if consumers might not travel to purchase beef directly from them, they can follow along and see their stories and see what's happening behind the scenes. We've talked about it time and time again. The COVID-19 pandemic opened our consumers' eyes to the supply chain and got them thinking more and more about where their food is coming from. So while they're asking those questions, let's open those doors and help educate them.
Well, education is a big part of what the checkoff dollars are invested in. And Behind the Beef is another example where, regardless of if it's May Beef Month or not, continuing to investigate the producers, the faces behind the quality beef. That's what Behind the Beef is all about.
That's right. You can find those stories on our website under that Raising Beef tab. And we're always looking for more stories to tell. You know, we know from the latest census data that we have 12,000 beef farms across Wisconsin. Add our dairy farms into the mix, and there's thousands of voices out there, and we want to find them. So please reach out to us. Reach out to me personally. We'd love to be able to showcase and feature you. And the same's true when we're doing some of our farm-to-fork tours. You know, on May 15th, we took culinary students from Milwaukee Area Technical College and Waukesha County Technical College out to farms. And every year, I struggle to try to pick which farm to choose, not because there's so few, but because there's so many quality to choose from. And so it's really been a treat for me to be able to have the opportunity to share these experiences with culinary students that will hopefully be putting beef on their menus, but also with the farmers for them to be able to make that immediate connection.
Caitlin Kessler in studio with us again. This is Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars. And as she said, dairy farmers, that involves you as well. We're also very grateful for our partnership with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. They come along for the ride because they too believe in the quality of beef. And let's talk a little bit more. May being Beef Month, it's almost hard to get everything in one conversation with you, Caitlin, because we've already discussed so many things that are happening online, but you guys are just literally running from one area of the state to the other. And when I say running, I mean quite literally.
Quite literally, that's right. So some folks may recall we used to do a Burgers and Buns Fun Run. And instead this year, we've replaced it with a partnership with Run Madtown. And this is a new opportunity for us to reach a different audience than what we were before. They are expecting thousands of participants and about 7,500 spectators to be there. And we are going to use this as an opportunity to educate about beef's nutritional value, especially for athletes. That protein is crucial for them developing their muscles, maintaining and replenishing them. And so we are working to provide beef snack sticks within every single one of those race participant bags. We're going to have a booth set up for the post-race party. And we are just going to be there sharing the good stories that we have. It's an easy story to tell. So it's a great opportunity for us to reach thousands of people in one area and give them that nutritional message and hopefully dispel some misconceptions that might be out there about beef's package.
And again, if you don't want to be a part of the run, you don't want to use their fantastic burger locations as a roadmap to Wisconsin, there's always recipes online. If you want to enjoy May Beef Month in your backyard, that beeftips.com, every time I click on it, it's some new approach that I never thought of to somewhat traditional cuts.
And I am not a chef, so if I can cook some of these, anyone can cook them all. And I know this might be a time of year where folks are really digging in the bottom of their freezer, pulling something out, saying, I don't know what this is, or I don't remember purchasing it. What can I do with it? And you can even go on there and search by the cut that you have, and it'll give you the best cooking method, the time that it'll take, as well as those recipes that can accompany it. So whether you're looking for a specific recipe, a new cooking method, or those farmer stories, beeftips.com really has it all.
Love it. Great idea. Thank you, Caitlin. Caitlin Kessler in studio with me. She is communications coordinator with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And like she said, beeftips.com really has it all for you, folks. If you're looking for recipes, if you're looking for nutrition information, want to find out more about the face behind Wisconsin's beef production and our farmers, it's all right there. And you can also check out what's happening on the national scene, beefitswhatsfordinner.com, another great resource. So I'm looking at my schedule tomorrow morning. Matt Trannell, broker analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, is going to be joining us with all things relative to what's happening with Wisconsin dairy. Also, congratulations again to Emma Huber from Portage. She's actually a middle school teacher that focuses her attention on growing the next generation of Wisconsin farmers and agribusiness leaders. She has been selected as one of 64 National Teacher Ambassadors. They serve as the leaders, mentors, and trainers for more than 10,000 FFA advisors across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. They are going to work on trying to help those teachers, those FFA advisors, rise up to the changing educational landscape that they're seeing out there. Emma Huber from the Portage FFA, a National Teacher Ambassador. That's just one of the stories you can find at MidwestFarmReport.com. You can also hear more of my conversation with Caitlin Kessler about May being Beef Month. Again, our podcast playlist, MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't forget, follow us on social media. That'd be Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook or our brand new Midwest Farm Report Facebook page as well. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, folks. Have a great day.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Taking care of our mental health, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
May is Mental Health Month. Earlier this month, I talked about a survey of farmers in Nevada on mental health topics, and one of the sources said that older male farmers have a suicide rate 6 times higher than their non-farming peers. So let's talk more about that. Elaine Johannes, a Kansas State Extension specialist in community health, says a lot of mental health issues are linked to anxiety. And when that anxiety becomes overwhelming, Johanna says, a technique called QPR can help.
Which is a program that Extension offers, question, persuade, and respond. You question your friend in a very caring way and be ready for the response. Be authentically engaged and then persuade your friend if they do say, I'm not able to sleep at night, or my diet has changed, or my activities of daily living. Those changes over time really are something a friend, a colleague, a family member can cue into and then refer them.
There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more about QPR. And help is also available 24/7 by dialing 988 for the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up,
We'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll be talking about money and politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
This message that we can get out, we need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.